In this hour, not like you haven't heard about it already, but in this hour, we're really going to jump on again that the heart is where real change takes place. So biblical counseling is not, we're on the surface rearranging things. Biblical counseling is not even just standing next to them, barking Bible verses at them, do more of this, do less of this. It's not even just holding them accountable. You can hold them accountable all day long. And if the heart hasn't changed, as soon as you let go, they will go back where they were going. We got a lot of Christians and church leaders that are wearing themselves out. I appreciated it when I finally heard Paul Tripp say it, because I thought, oh my goodness. He said, we have church leaders that are exhausted because they're trying to hold people accountable who don't want to be accountable. Accountability works great when someone wants it. And I have examples of our own ministry here at the church when someone finally said, help me. Here's my car keys. Here's my money. And we sat in a room with all the family, everyone that's related to them, and they wanted to be held accountable, and they got free and are serving the Lord today. But we've got so many people jumping in. We're concerned more than they are, and you can make it work for a little while, but if the heart hasn't changed, the direction of their life will not change long term. So let me take you to a key passage we have in God's Word, Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, and you follow along as I read beginning in verse 10. Hear, my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, drink the wine of violence. Ah, look at verse 18. But the path of the righteous is like the shining sun. Some translations say the new dawn, that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Now, don't make a mistake. It doesn't mean they have no troubles. It just means you have light, and you will have increasing light as you want to know what God's word says. You will have less confusion. Increasing light. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. It's the heart. Even people that do what they do sometimes are unaware. I don't know why I want to do it. That's why they'll say, I don't want to do this, but they keep doing it. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Great verse right here, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it flows the issues of life. In other words, as your heart goes, so goes the rest of your life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. Put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. After counseling for almost 30 years now, I've seen that unless you can help your counselee get to the heart of why they do what they do or want what they want, you will not help them long term. So based on Proverbs 4:23, I want to show you why God tells us over and over and over in the Bible that the heart is what we have to focus on. And the heart is a slippery thing. It's not easy to get there. Here's what we're up against. As counselors or disciplers, we can't even see their heart. But that's really what the main issue is. And then it gets worse. They can't know their heart either. Jeremiah 17:9 says, for the heart is, and you might think, what's my heart? I know what's going on. No, you don't. Jeremiah 17:9, for the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, and who can know it? But very few people go on and quote the next verse because it's very hopeful. Verse 10, I, the Lord, I, the Lord, know the heart. So here we are trying to help people. We can't see their heart. They don't really know their own heart, but we know someone who does. Which pushes me back to what I said last night. If he does and you don't and they don't, pray. Pray, oh God, would you help us? Help me to know what I'm not seeing. Help me to be aware of what's going on. Help them to be aware of what's going on and learn to be someone who knows how to ask good questions, to ferret things out. The Bible uses this word heart over and over because it's the key to lasting change and becoming more like Christ. So let's walk through some of this. Number one, here's what I think we can show from this passage and so many other places in the scripture. Your choices are what determine who you are and where you end up. I'm becoming someone, folks. You're becoming someone. But who you are becoming is largely determined by what's going on in your heart every day. What you're prizing, what you're treasuring, what you're worshiping, what you're protecting, what you're building your world around, what you're putting an altar in front of. Your choices are what determine who you are and where you end up. Basically, verses 1 to 18 of this chapter, we didn't start in verse 1, are all, if you read beginning of verse 1, are all about choices. Choices that every one of us have to make about the path you're going to step onto. But verse 18 has some really good news. This is where I want to live, and this is where I want to get my counselees. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Oh, when you begin to focus on the heart, you can get on a very different path. It's not perfect, but it's just not so confusing. It's just not so dark. It's just not so twisting and turning and what in the world is going on. Trust me, there's still times that I'm perplexed even about me. But there's not the chaos and confusion of when someone is ignorant of their heart and doesn't even know that they need to take some time there. What verse 18 is saying is that we all have to keep making decisions for a lifetime, but when the righteous choose to do and try to please God with what he says, you'll find yourself walking with greater light and less confusion, and you can expect that to keep growing for a lifetime. And here's what most people don't understand. Number two, your choices will never change until you get a hold of your heart. It's shocking, folks, but I'm done just trying to bring emotion and don't you realize what you're doing? They don't, and they don't care. It's lights out. You can see the consequences. You can see what this is doing to everyone around. Stop thinking, they'll say, oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to hurt her like that. No, no, no. It's lights out until the heart changes and they can get a hold of what am I wanting? What am I holding on to? That's why this is the key verse in the chapter. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. The NIV says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. The New Living Translation actually says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Oh, yes, it does. So here's what your counselees need to understand about this word heart. Not just in Proverbs 4:23, but in the rest of the Bible. The word heart doesn't mean what it typically means when you hear it used in our culture today. Often in our culture, it's a synonym for feelings. Follow your heart. And the world thinks that is just a precious, powerful North Star moment. I'm confused. I don't know what I should do. But then some mother or father in a Hallmark made-for-television movie says, sweetheart, I can't tell you whether to go to New York City with Bob or to go to Louisiana with Teddy. But I know this. Follow your... I just want to barf. I want to scream at the TV, don't follow your heart. Your mama don't know what she's talking about. People end up needing help because they did that. That's how they get where they get. Just going with what they feel. It feels so right to them. And folks, I wish I could say that's just unbelievers that do that. Christians drag that into the church with them, and they're so slow to let go of, if